Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Keough. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Foy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Zachary. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris Zachary. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella takes first base on ball four. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Piniella moves to second. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Nelson. Piniella scores. Foy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Foy scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Zachary moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clem Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Horton. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Sims moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sims scores. Klimchuk moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Royals, 3. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klimchuk moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to third. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Cardenal steals home. It's 4-3, Indians. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bergmeier moves to third. Keough moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bergmeier tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 4, Royals, 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Luke Limchuk. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing third base. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Stan Williams. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peterson moves to third. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Buck Martinez now catching. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Peterson scores. Nelson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Sam McDowell now pitching. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Ken Harrelson now playing first base. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keough is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Larry Brown now playing third base. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hernandez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.